journalism has lost one of its most prolific muckrakers. Jack Newfield died yesterday of kidney failure at the age of 66. Newfield wrote investigative articles and columns for The Village Voice, The Daily News, The New York Post, most recently The New York Sun. He was also the author of 10 books, among them City for Sale, Ed Koch and the Betrayal of New York, which he wrote with his longtime Village Voice colleague, Wayne Barrett, who joins us from New York. Wayne Barrett, tell us about Jack Newfield and how you would sum up his work as a journalist.
Well, I think he largely invented a new form. People tended to call it advocacy journalism, and to a degree, there was an advocacy content to it. But I think what really turned Jack on and what really his greatest work was a kind of personal investigative reporting where he brought to bear a set of very strong personal values, and he did a tremendous amount of investigative reporting. He was a digger, not a pontificator. He was a guy who loved to hit the sidewalk, and he had this extraordinarily graceful writing style where he could take an extremely detailed investigative piece and turn it into a narrative and a tale that people love to read.
This is a man who, as a very young man, went south as a civil rights worker.
Yes. The last thing he did was a film which will air on PBS in February, a documentary on poverty in New York. And this was from the time of his youth, as you noted, as a civil rights worker till his last days. His last public appearance was just a couple of weeks ago. He was in a wheelchair at the union headquarters for Local 1199, which represents the hospital workers and other kinds of health care workers. And there were hundreds of minority health care workers and home care workers. They watched this film that he'd made, and they gave him this incredible standing ovation at the end of it. And the color came back to his face, and he said a few words. They were his last public words. But that was really the continuous stream of his journalism. The thing that really made him work so hard at journalism was his early life in Bed-Stuy and what he learned from the hard streets of New York, and he cared deeply about poverty in New York.
This really was a Brooklyn boy, born and bred.
Yes, yeah. And I think, it's very funny that the Brooklyn Democratic machine always mesmerized him. He loved to do those in-depth pieces on. He was always on the case of the county leaders that really control politics in New York. Jack had an awful lot to do with putting them out of business. Mm-hmm. And he was on there, and these were corrupt Democratic organizations. Almost everybody went to jail. The only way to avoid jail was to do what Donnie Manis did, plunge a knife into your chest.
He was the Queensboro president who committed suicide.
Jack was on their case for decades, and that's the kind of investigative work that really drove him. He had an enormous range. He covered everything from boxing to music, sports, and he brought to a variety of phases of life the same truth-teller instinct. The title of his last book, Somebody's Gotta Tell It, mm-hmm. really says it all about Jack.
Wayne Barrett, thank you very much for talking.
Thank you.
Writer Wayne Barrett of The Village Voice talking with us about his friend, the late Jack Newfield, a journalist who died yesterday at the age of 66.